Welcome to Grammar Lab, where we sprinkle a bit of fun on grammar rules to help you navigate the complex English language.
Have you ever found yourself trailing off in a text or wanting to emphasize a pause in your writing, but you're not quite sure if you're doing it correctly? Stay tuned as we explore the mysteries of ellipses and their proper use in English writing.
So, folks, what exactly is an ellipse? It's those three little dots you see in texts, novels, and across various forms of writing. But have you ever considered where they came from or how to use them correctly?
The use of ellipses can be traced back to the 16th century, where dramatic pauses were needed in theatrical scripts. Today, you might recognize them as a way to show hesitation, an unfinished thought, or leaving something unsaid.
Right? Three dots, no more, no less. And there's a space before and after each dash when you're using ellipses. But the subtleties go beyond that. Let's say I'm quoting someone, and I want to leave parts of the quote out for brevity.
Like when someone goes on and on, and you only need the bits that are pertinent to your point.
Exactly, Jack. For example, if the full quote is, "I have found that among its other benefits, giving liberates the soul of the giver." But I want to shorten it. I could write, "I have found that giving liberates the soul of the giver."
Ah, the ellipsis signifies that something was omitted. But what about dialogue? There must be a distinction.
There is. In dialogue, an ellipsis indicates that the speaker has trailed off or left the sentence hanging. Consider, was I supposed to turn left at the light, or was it right? The ellipsis here conveys uncertainty or a pause in thought.
I'm going to throw in a curveball. What if I want to use an ellipsis at the beginning or end of a quote to signal it's part of a larger passage?
Good one. If you're starting a quotation mid-sentence, use an ellipsis to show that you've skipped the beginning. Giving liberates the soul of the giver. And if the quote continues past where you end, you'll add an ellipsis at the end. I have found that.
Here's a challenge for you, Abby. Let's play fill in the blank. I'll say a sentence, and you tell me if an ellipsis should be used and how.
Bring it on.
I don't know blank. I should say she looked good in that dress.
That's a hesitation. You would say, I don't know. Should I say she looked good in that dress?
Perfect. Now let's follow up with the use over time. Ellipses were less common in formal writing in the past, often reserved for poetry and personal writing. But with digital communication on the rise, they've become much more prevalent.
Text messages, social media posts, and informal emails often contain ellipses where they can suggest a casual conversational tone or even replace punctuation like the comma, period, or even question marks.
As we wrap up, ellipses seem simple, but as with many elements of grammar, they hold a bit of complexity. When used properly, they can add depth and nuance to your writing.
Remember, whenever you're using ellipses, whether it's for omission, hesitation, or showing an unfinished thought, keep it to three dots, and always consider the tone you want to convey.
If you have questions that you would like for us to answer on future episodes, please get in touch at grammarlab@pagepods.com. Our email address is also in the show notes.
If you like the show, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app and consider leaving a review so that others can learn more about us.
To stay up to date on the latest episodes and for show transcripts, subscribe to our newsletter at the link in the show notes or email us.
Thanks for joining us at Grammar Lab. Keep Tiho's ellipses in check, and we'll catch you next time.
Until then, keep writing and let the grammar flow.